It's too bad when you can't trust your own assistant, but that just shows that some dogs can handle wealth and some can't. It became pretty clear to me that the incredible priceless corn cob was going to make Drover jealous, petty, suspicious, and greedy, and I couldn't ignore the possibility that during the night he would try to steal my fortune. I wanted nothing to do with that, so I slipped away from the gas tanks and went out to find a safe place to hide it. I'd already thought this deal over, see, and figured the best place to bury my treasure was in Sally Mae's garden. Nobody would ever think to look there for buried treasure, and, well, you might say that the ground was softer in the garden. Easier digging, don't you see? A dog in my position has better things to do than to claw holes in hard ground. Part of good ranch management lies in, I think you get the point. So I headed straight for the garden. At the hogwire fence, I stopped, listened, looked over both shoulders, hopped the fence, and landed in the okra. Kind of hurt, actually. At that time of year, okra plants are pretty tough. I slipped through the okra, past the black-eyed peas, over the cucumbers, around the squash, between two tomato plants, and I started digging. I've always been a pretty good digger when I put my mind to it, and it didn't take me long to build a hole. I dropped the priceless corn cob into it and had just started nosing dirt back in when I heard a snig twap, a twig snap. I froze, cocked my head, and raised my right ear. I'm right-eared, don't you know? It's my best one. I listened and heard the merest whisper of a sound out there in the darkness. Yes, there it was again. That's when I realized that I had been followed by bandits. I had no way of knowing how many there were, but my best guess placed the number between 3 and 5, with a chance of the number going as high as 6. 6 to 1 is what I consider formidable odds. In other words, when the enemy holds that kind of advantage, only an idiot would try to fight his way out. It's a real good time to use cunning instead of brute strength. I knew they were after my priceless corn cob, and I knew they would stop at nothing to get it. I had met their kind many times before, and I hoped I could work out a strategy that would not only save my fortune, but also my life. I went on with my work just as though I'd heard nothing.